Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, EMDR for Anxiety: Powerful Self-Guided Tools for Overcoming Panic, Fear, Stress, and Worry by Esther Goldstein, LCSW, is a practical mental health guide focused on applying principles of eye movement desensitization and reprocessing to anxiety symptoms. Rather than treating anxiety only as a pattern of irrational thoughts, the book positions panic, fear, chronic stress, and worry as responses that may be connected to stored distressing experiences, threat associations, and negative self-beliefs. Its genre is self-help with a trauma-informed clinical foundation, intended for readers who want structured tools that can complement professional care. The book appears to translate EMDR concepts into accessible exercises for emotional regulation, memory processing, and nervous system calming. Its purpose is not to replace therapy for complex trauma or severe symptoms, but to give readers a framework for understanding why anxiety persists and how carefully guided self-practice may reduce its intensity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is treated as a stored threat response rather than only a thinking problem. A central idea of EMDR for anxiety is that anxiety often continues because the nervous system reacts as if old danger is still present. This differs from self-help approaches that focus mainly on correcting thoughts in the present moment. EMDR theory emphasizes that distressing experiences can remain linked to bodily alarm, emotional intensity, and negative beliefs. When a current situation resembles an earlier source of fear, the person may experience panic, avoidance, or worry that feels disproportionate to the actual event. The book uses this framework to explain why reassurance and logic do not always calm anxiety. If the underlying memory network is still emotionally activated, the body may keep sending danger signals despite conscious understanding. This perspective is useful because it shifts attention from personal weakness to unresolved processing. It also broadens the work of anxiety management beyond symptom suppression. Readers are encouraged to consider what experiences, sensations, images, or beliefs may be fueling their reactions, which creates a more targeted starting point for change. Secondly, bilateral stimulation is presented as a mechanism for reducing emotional charge. The book introduces EMDR through its most recognizable feature, bilateral stimulation, which may include guided eye movements or other alternating left-right forms of attention. In standard EMDR therapy, this process is used while a person brings a distressing memory, sensation, or belief into awareness under controlled conditions. The purpose is not to erase memory, but to help the brain reprocess it so the experience becomes less emotionally overwhelming. For anxiety, this matters because feared situations often carry a strong bodily charge that cannot be resolved by analysis alone. By pairing attention to a target with bilateral stimulation, EMDR aims to loosen the connection between memory and alarm. In a self-guided book, this concept must be handled carefully, and the value lies in making the process understandable without turning it into a casual technique. The reader learns that the method works through structured attention, emotional tracking, and gradual reduction of distress, rather than through simple distraction or positive thinking. Thirdly, self-guided practice depends on preparation, stabilization, and careful pacing. Because the book is designed for self-guided use, one of its important practical dimensions is the need for preparation before attempting deeper emotional processing. EMDR is associated with trauma treatment, and working directly with painful memories can increase distress if done too quickly or without enough stabilization. For that reason, self-help applications typically emphasize grounding skills, emotional regulation, and the ability to pause when activation becomes too intense. This makes the book different from simple anxiety workbooks that offer exercises without much attention to safety. The reader is encouraged to approach anxiety material in manageable pieces rather than force a breakthrough. This pacing is especially important for panic, because fear of bodily sensations can escalate rapidly. Preparation also helps readers distinguish between ordinary discomfort and signs that professional support may be needed. The self-guided format is most realistic when it treats EMDR tools as structured practices requiring caution, not as a quick solution for every level of distress. Fourthly, the tools are positioned for panic, fear, stress, and worry as related but distinct patterns. The subtitle identifies panic, fear, stress, and worry, and each points to a different expression of anxiety. Panic often centers on sudden bodily alarm and catastrophic interpretation of sensations. Fear may attach to specific situations, people, memories, or phobias. Stress is more closely tied to sustained overload and difficulty returning to a regulated state. Worry involves repetitive, future-oriented thinking that attempts to create certainty but often increases vigilance. An EMDR-based approach can address these patterns by identifying the memories, images, sensations, or beliefs that keep each response active. This distinction is clinically important because anxiety is not a single uniform experience. A person with panic may need to work with body cues and fear of losing control, while a person with chronic worry may need to examine beliefs about safety, responsibility, or uncertainty. The book stands on the idea that EMDR tools can be adapted to different anxiety presentations while still using the same broader process of targeting emotional triggers and reducing their intensity. Lastly, negative beliefs are linked to anxiety triggers and become targets for reprocessing. Another important theme is the connection between anxiety and negative self-beliefs. In EMDR, distress is often organized around beliefs such as being unsafe, powerless, defective, or unable to cope. These beliefs may not be held consciously at all times, but they can become active when a triggering situation resembles an earlier distressing experience. For example, a social setting may activate shame, a health sensation may activate danger, or a conflict may activate helplessness. The book appears to guide readers toward recognizing these belief patterns, rather than treating anxiety as random nervousness. This matters because anxiety symptoms often persist when the mind repeatedly interprets neutral or ambiguous events through old meanings. After events, reprocessing is intended to reduce the emotional force of those meanings and make more adaptive beliefs feel credible. The practical benefit is that readers can move beyond general calming techniques and ask a more precise question: what does this anxiety seem to say about me, safety, control, or the future? In conclusion, EMDR for anxiety is best suited for readers who experience panic, fear, chronic stress, or worry and want a trauma-informed way to understand their symptoms. It may be especially useful for people who have tried conventional anxiety strategies, but still feel that certain triggers produce reactions faster than conscious thought can manage. The practical benefit is its focus on identifying emotional targets, regulating the nervous system, and reducing the charge attached to distressing memories or beliefs. Intellectually, it helps readers see anxiety as a learned threat response that can be connected to stored experience, rather than simply a failure of rational control. Its main limitation is also important: self-guided EMDR is not the same as working with a trained clinician, particularly for complex trauma, dissociation, severe panic, or overwhelming memories. Compared with many anxiety books, it stands out by centering EMDR rather than relying primarily on cognitive reframing, relaxation, or exposure. Its distinctive value is the combination of accessible self-help structure with a model that addresses deeper emotional processing. Readers who want cautious, practical tools to supplement therapy or build self-understanding are the most appropriate audience. If you would like to support Esther Goldstein, LCSW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.